that's happened. That was great. That was way better. It was like night and day from the time that you did it before. You sounded like one that last time. That was good. We need way more presence in the baritone melody. You know what I'm talking about? You guys have the melody. The soprano, you're playing that syncopated feel behind you guys. You know where I am? That part there needs to be way more present, okay? And the soprano voices, you guys have to be much lighter. Even if you have to put your hand in front of the bell to mute that. And we may want to try that the next time. We'll run it again, and when we get to that part, don't cover the bell with your hand, but just put your hand like 3 or 4 inches, okay, in front of the bell when you play that syncopated part, okay? You know where I'm talking?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's run that again. That was much better, guys.
I think snare drums, there's a section you guys are playing 16th notes, or maybe it's a bi-stroke roll of 2/16ths with shots on the ams. It's like 2 measures long. At the beginning of that, can you bring that down so they're not shots and just crescendo those two measures up? And if you have your music, tenors and bass drums measure 80. It's the soprano solo, I think. Just the time was funky.
Hot and hot.
Yeah, Brass, that reminds me. If you could, you have to marry yourselves to the sheet music, okay? Because that's your roadmap as far as the articulations, the phrasing, the dynamics, all that shaking stuff. Coming out of the moment we just talked about with the baritone lead, the soprano's playing the syncopated background, you've got that do,